Good evening, family and friends, and welcome to our Days of Encouragement. My name is Mache, and I'm part of the Shofar Stellenbosch staff. Tonight, I have the privilege to share on Matthew 10. So we are journeying through the Gospel of Matthew for this month of June. So join us every evening at 8 as we go through the chapters and read about Jesus, the disciples, and just the Gospel. But before we kick off with chapter 10, I want us to just look at the last two verses of chapter 9, where Jesus says to his disciples, "The harvest is indeed plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out the laborers into the harvest." And then chapter 10 kicks off with Jesus sending his disciples, 12 people. And just before the previous chapter, he did all these miracles. And then he tells them, "I want you to go do the same. Share the good news. Share the gospel." And before and as I was preparing, the Lord showed me that these people are ordinary people just like you and me. Tax collectors, fishermen, and they're quite a diverse group. And then he says he gives them authority and power over all unclean spirits to cast them out, to raise people from the dead, and to heal the sick. And then he says a second thing to the people they should go is to the lost sheep. Preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then lastly, he says, "Freely you have received, freely you give." So like we can see, there's a call at the hand here. And then the chapter continues with Jesus sharing about the cost involved in laying down your life for Christ, in taking up the call of Christ. And then he says to the disciples, "I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves." And then the chapter continues, and this is a beautiful part where I'm going to park tonight at, where Jesus teaches them the fear of God. And I want us to read together from chapter 10, verse 27 to 31. "Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and do not one of them fall to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are more value than many sparrows." And just some context, sparrows in that time wasn't really seen as a very significant animal, very low. And as well, a penny was one of the least valuables of a Roman coin, to give you an idea. And the Lord just speaks here and shares how he is sovereign. As he sends us out in the missions field, he's sovereign. And there's a promise and a protection in it as we take up that call and as we face the cost, the persecution in it. And I'd love to read another scripture from 38, verse 38, where he says, Jesus tells him, "And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it." And I'd love tonight to share just a part of my testimony. I came to Stellenbosch as a first year and went on first year's camp a few years ago, and I met a lot of amazing people, and I saw that they had a hunger and a thirst and really just a zeal for the Lord, and the way they lived, I saw something that I knew I didn't have, and the way they lived so abundantly. And I grew up in a Christian home, but I knew there was a cost involved. Nobody told me there was a cost. I just saw how people lived and how they walked their journey with the Lord. And I remember it took me 4 months to weigh up this cost. And I was like, I know there's a cost, but I don't know what it will entail. And then an evening at the Sir in May that year, in first year, someone prayed for me and the Lord revealed to them exactly what I was struggling with. I was struggling with friends. I knew I had one foot in the church and one foot in the world, and I had to choose. And I didn't even tell her. And that evening I responded after the message was shared and the song played "Sweetly Broken." And I just want to read us the words tonight. And it starts off, "To the cross I look and to the cross I cling. Of its suffering I do drink. Of its work I do sing. On it, my Savior, both bruised and crushed, showed that God is love and God is just. At the cross you beckon me, you draw me gently to my knees, and I am lost for words, so lost in love. I'm sweetly broken, wholly surrendered. What a priceless gift, undeserved life, have I been giving through Christ crucified. You've called me out of death, you've called me into life, and I was under your wrath, now through the cross I'm reconciled. And I had an encounter with the Lord's love, and I started tasting and seeing that there's life, abundant life, and I started my journey with the Lord in community. And maybe you're listening tonight and you've lost your boldness and your confidence in Christ. And I was so encouraged. I was preparing, like, the Lord showed me that this water cannot quench any thirst unless someone drinks of it, or unless we pour it out on dry ground. And I'd love to pray for you tonight, for if you lost your confidence, your boldness, or maybe you're listening and you're realizing, like, there's areas in your life that you haven't wholeheartedly surrendered to the Lord yet. And I'm trusting that He'll highlight that to you tonight. Or maybe you're listening, you've never heard of Jesus. And I want to encourage you to look in the description. There's a form that you can fill out. We'd love to connect with you and pray with you. I'm going to end off with prayer. Yeah, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the privilege we have, Lord, to learn and to see how you walked on earth, Lord, and how you shared the good news, Lord, how you prayed for the sick, Lord. And Lord, thank you, Lord, that those who are listening tonight that have lost their confidence, their boldness, Lord, I pray that you come strengthen them in their hearts, Lord, that you come give them a boldness in Christ again, Lord. They'll give them a hunger and thirst to start praying again, Lord, to start sharing the good news, Lord. Lord, I also just pray for those areas, Lord, where we haven't wholeheartedly surrendered, Lord, that you come highlight to that us, to us, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for healing and restoration, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that you've sent us out, Lord, with a promise, Lord, that there is a reward, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that your presence and that you are as well our reward. In Jesus' name, amen.